This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For as much as you might think the house always wins, get a load of this. It's from Moody's. The ratings agency says that with the exception of Las Vegas itself, the gaming industry is deep in the red. Even so, some cash-strapped communities out there are still rolling the dice. Take, just for instance, the Northeast. It's got a slew of gaming projects on the books, including a mega casino out in New Jersey. Paul Fireman, the billionaire founder of Reebok, is behind that one. And so far, at least, the disaster that is Atlantic City doesn't seem to have fazed him. Sally Herships went out to the site of Fireman's Casino in Jersey City to see what she could find out.
Not very much. Despite a lot of talk about a multi-billion-dollar plan and promises of tens of thousands of jobs, the details are hard to come by. Paul Fireman's company wouldn't get back to me. The mayor of Jersey City also didn't respond to requests for interviews. The only local politician who would talk was the pro-casino Democratic State Senator Ray Lesniak.
Wow is right. When I saw this, I said, wow.
This that Lesniak is talking about is a shiny, full-color brochure promoting the benefits of the new casino. Can I touch the proposal? Can I, like...
It's just something for us to consider as legislators when...
Lesniak says the project is expected to produce hundreds of millions of dollars in revenues a year. The plan includes a convention center, hotel, racetrack, and the world's largest Ferris wheel. The brochure shows a lot of pretty pictures and big numbers, but few details. But Lesniak says it will make New Jersey a global destination, pulling in tourists from New York.
Everyone who comes to Manhattan, this will be on their list. This will be a must-see.
So they're going to leave Manhattan, go to New Jersey so they can look at Manhattan?
That's just about it. They can gamble in our casinos in a superstructure. Yes, to look at it. It's an experience that does not exist anywhere in the world.
If the project goes ahead, it'll be built next to Liberty State Park. It's not on the radar of many community members yet, but Yvonne Balzer, a local activist and retired teacher, has concerns.
They're talking about maybe 100,000 people come to the city.
Balzer says she worries about everything from traffic capacity to unsavory types gambling might bring in. She says Jersey City isn't prepared to handle large crowds. And as a taxpayer, she doesn't want to foot any bills.
The developers don't put in the infrastructure at all. I mean, water. I mean, sewage. I mean, roads. Those are the things that's done on the backs of taxpayers. It's not done on the backs of developers at all.
At this point, it's hard to know who'd foot the bill for what or how the new project might affect Atlantic City's financially troubled casinos. Alex Boumajny is an analyst with Fitch Ratings.
If this proposal goes through, will having a new casino hurt Atlantic City even more?
It probably would.
Boumajny says even though there's talk of Atlantic City sharing in the revenues from the new project, the plans are uncertain. Besides, he says, the Northeast is already overly saturated with casinos.
So having another casino in northern New Jersey would be pretty detrimental to Atlantic City.
But this discussion remains theoretical. There's another problem we haven't even talked about. Outside of Atlantic City, gambling in New Jersey is illegal. And the next time a vote can take place on that issue isn't until next year. In Jersey City, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.